The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. The Institute of Management Accountants released a study that highlights the global impact of COVID-19 on the finance function of organizations worldwide, with specific focus to staffing, salaries, and skills. Key highlights by respondents of the global survey include across-the-board revenue decline, with large companies suffering more than their smaller counterparts. From a demographic perspective, while the compensation of all age groups was impacted, those in middle management positions saw the least change in compensation, while lower management was most likely to see pay cuts or no bonuses. Asian businesses are coming under intense pressure to cut ties with the Myanmar military after this month's coup, with activists questioning whether such ventures benefit the wider population or fuel human rights abuses. Myanmar's military toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, ending a decade-long democratic transition when businesses entered the Southeast Asian nation after international sanctions were lifted. Many of these firms formed partnerships with the military, largely through the military-owned conglomerates Myanmar Economic Cooperation and Myanmar Economic Holdings, according to advocacy group Justice for Myanmar, reports Reuters. The military controls vast swaths of Myanmar's economy through the holding firms and their subsidiaries, with interests ranging from beer and cigarettes to telecom, tires, mining and real estate, according to research by Justice for Myanmar. Separately, advocacy group Burma Campaign UK called for targeted sanctions against military-owned and controlled companies and their business associates. Singapore said it plans to spend 11 billion Singapore dollars to help households and businesses rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic after the economy suffered its worst year since independence. Even as our economy recovers gradually and some sectors grow well, some other sectors remain stressed, the Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat said, delivering the measure on Tuesday in his annual budget speech to the Parliament. Heng, who is also the finance minister, noted how the government had pivoted rapidly from focusing on pandemic relief to using the crisis as an opportunity to restructure the economy. The address comes after Singapore's economy endured its biggest ever contraction in 2020, with gross domestic product shrinking 5.4%. Growth is expected to rebound to 4-6% this year, but the outlook remains challenging for some important sectors, including aviation, transport, and hospitality. The pandemic will probably force the city-state to run an overall budget deficit again, believe experts. The Sri Jagannath Temple Management Committee has approved an 800 crore Heritage Corridor project aimed at redeveloping the 12th century shrine surrounding areas, sources said on Tuesday. The committee, during a meeting chaired by Gajapati Maharaj of Puri, Divya Singha Deb, approved the proposal for the Sri Jagannath Heritage Corridor project by the Sri Jagannath Temple Administration on Monday. The SJTA will seek approval of the National Monuments Authority, Archaeological Survey of India, and the Puri Konark Development Authority before starting work from June 1st. The project includes plans to beautify and develop the 75-meter corridor around the temple's boundary walk, set up the Sri Jagannath Reception Center, and conserve temples in various months linked with rituals, officials told the Press Trust of India. Israel held out the possibility on Tuesday it would not engage with U.S. President Joe Biden on strategy regarding the Iranian nuclear program if he returns to a 2015 deal with Tehran, reports Reuters. The remarks by Israel's envoy to Washington came at a touchy juncture for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Up for re-election next month, he has revived tough rhetoric on Iran while not yet having any direct communication with Biden. The new administration has said it wants a U.S. return to the 2015 nuclear deal, which former President Donald Trump quit, restoring sanctions on Tehran if the Iranians recommit to their own obligations. Washington has also said it wants to confer with allies in the Middle East about such moves. Netanyahu's aides have privately questioned whether engaging with U.S. counterparts might backfire for Israel by falsely signaling its consent for any new deal that it still opposes. The energy crisis crippling Texas's power system continued to spread, with nearly 5 million people across the U.S. plunged into darkness as authorities fought to avoid a total collapse of the grid. Homes and businesses from North Dakota to Texas are losing power in the middle of an unprecedented deep freeze that has broken daily temperature records in hundreds of places. The blackouts are likely to continue throughout Tuesday, with no firm end in sight as the cold weather is forecast to remain through Wednesday. Officials have reported 2 people dead, likely from cold, according to the AP News agency. Medical centers are rushing to administer vaccines before they go bad. Flights are grounded. More than 1 million barrels a day of oil and 10 billion cubic feet of gas productions are shut, while pipelines have declared force majeure and massive refineries have halted gasoline and diesel output. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.